VOA News, I'm Faith Lapidus. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong joined those calling for the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, saying after his release from prison Monday that he would soon join massive protests against an extradition law. He predicted that if Lam remains in office, more and more people will join our fight. VOA's Bill Gallo reports that more and more Hong Kongers are thinking about leaving.
It actually is not that hard to find people who are on the street protesting against this extradition bill who say if this comes into force, they would very seriously consider leaving. Many Hong Kongers who have foreign passports say that this is sort of an end game for them. If they don't win this, they feel like this one country, two systems policy that China has for Hong Kong is sort of over, that it sort of would be one country, one system. And that is enough for them to really want to leave.
VOA's Bill Gallo in Hong Kong. Iran has announced that it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers in the next 10 days, while also warning that the country needs uranium enriched up to 20%, just a step away from weapons-grade levels. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The development comes in the wake of suspected attacks on oil tankers last week in the region, attacks that Washington has blamed on Iran, as well as increased tensions between Iran and the U.S. The spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency, Behrouz Kamalvandi, acknowledged that the country already quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium and said Tehran would increase uranium enrichment levels based on the country's needs. That increase could be to any level, from 3.67%, which is the current limit set by the nuclear deal. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg admitted the company made a mistake in not thoroughly informing airlines, pilots, and regulators about a